Welcome back to episode number four. So, Stina and I will be talking about our mystical experiences, hopefully, as a way to help you guys distract from the family gatherings and taking a break from the holiday celebrations. And in our, we're calling this our mystical series because they don't necessarily have to do with ghost stories, but they are experiences we've had with supernatural forces or things that we've seen in our visions, in our dreams, any kind of incredible or amazing encounters that we've had that we can kind of tie back into either our abilities, our psychic abilities, or through our meditations. So we hope that we keep you at least somewhat entertained with our stories. All right, Stina, do you want to go up or do you want me to go first?
I don't mind whatever you feel like.
Okay. Well, I can talk about a past life experience that actually taught me something. I've been actually trying to still work on using, like, in day-to-day life, but I'll describe my past life experience that I had. So, part of the meditation, and I was learning about my abilities and how to practice and tap into them. My teacher was guiding me through a past life meditation. And I don't know that there was a specific purpose, but we were looking at past lives that sometimes we look at things that are relevant to whatever's happening in the moment. So I don't remember what was happening in my life at that time, because this was probably a couple years ago, a few years ago. But the past life that came up for me was one in where it looked like it was sometime maybe in, let's say, like the 1800s. Period dress, and it looked like I was kind of like a bigger woman. And I remember having a very stern mother. In that life, it looked like I was maybe even struggling with my sexuality, because even though it looked like I was a woman, I think there were maybe some tendencies where I felt like more like a man. Or because I would see scenes where I was dressed as a woman and then some scenes where I was dressed as a man. And so there might have been some struggle with my sexuality. I don't know, but that's kind of what it felt like. And it felt like I was just very at odds with myself. The time was very strict, you know, that kind of thing was not going to be okay or accepted or even understood. And I felt like there was a lot of judgment from my mother figure in that life. And at some point, I was a little bit embarrassed to admit this to my teacher. And I don't know if I did. I think I kept it to myself. But something we will look at in past lives is like how that life ended, you know. And I don't remember if I even mentioned it to him. I don't think I did. I apparently took my life in that life, because what I saw was a bottle and it looked like poison. So I think I took my own life. It kind of changed the way that I saw some things about, you know, end of life and choices that sometimes people make. And I thought I was pretty neutral about that. And it's like, you know, no one can really understand what happens and the decisions that sometimes people have to make for themselves, and whatever you decide for yourself, it is what it is. But that wasn't even the lesson. What was interesting was, okay, that was a part of it where I was like, okay, maybe I need to struggle with some judgments that I might have, and I need to be a little bit more compassionate and understanding. So that kind of challenged me to push myself a little bit more there. He took it a step further and he asked, he guided me in the meditation, like, okay, once you passed, like, what happened? Where did you go? And I think this was the first time in these kind of meditations where we looked at afterlife in a past life. So it was a little trippy. I was like, oh, cool, let's go there. I don't know. What I saw next then was darkness. It was myself, but my form had changed. So I saw almost like no facial features, no hair, no clothes. It was just like an outline of a person. Apparently, that was me in spirit form. and I saw nothing. It was all dark. And I remember in the meditation feeling like there was no up, no down, no sense of direction. There was also no sense of time. And it was extremely uncomfortable because it felt like an in-between place, but I felt stuck. And so in this space, I remember struggling. I don't know for how long. Again, no sense of time, no sense of space, just struggle. Then came a point where apparently I surrendered. And it was different from giving up. So I wasn't like, I'm going to give up struggling. There's no point. It was more of like an acceptance and an ease and peace where I was just like, I surrender. Whatever will be, will be. I'm not going to struggle anymore. I'm in. The second I surrendered in my vision, I saw an angel. It was like golden angel. I could still see the facial features, the hair, the wings, you know, the typical image you might have of an angel. And just coming like a bullet, just speeding through, swooping me up and picking me up. And I don't know where we went after that. But it was such an incredible scene. And again, maybe I made all this up in my head. I don't know. But I'm just saying what I saw in the meditation. And the thing that impacted me were these feelings that were coming up. Not so much the scenes, the images, but the feeling I had of struggle versus the feeling I had of surrender and peace. That's the lesson I brought with me. So after the meditation, I really sat with that for a long time. And even now, years later, it sometimes kicks in when I am like stressed or I'm struggling with something. Remembering what that surrender was like and the peace that came with it, where I can just say, I'm in acceptance. And I can step back. And if I can step back and surrender and be at peace with whatever's happening, there can be space or room for magic to happen. And maybe things, I have to trust that things will work out. And that's a really hard thing, especially for myself personally, because I feel like I'm a person who needs to control. So I struggle with, that's my personal struggle. And I know that a lot of people could probably relate of wanting to control and wanting to know and plan and do things and fight for things and struggle. And whether we want to or not, we put ourselves in these very stressful situations, and sometimes things are kind of out of our hands. And so that's a really hard lesson to learn of being like, okay, I surrender. I'm at peace with that. So that to me was a very powerful, beautiful lesson, and one that I'm still to this day trying to apply to day-to-day things.
Yeah, that sounds very powerful too.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, like the way you described the surrendering part. And I think it's maybe one of life's challenges or lessons for mm-hmm. everybody, because to get to the point where you're just the same with neutrality, that you're neutral and surrendering, I feel like those goes hand in hand.
Yep.
Wow.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And the neutrality was something I struggled with for years as well.
Yeah.
We talked about it, but I'm not sure. But anyways, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Wow. That was so cool. Like, I never tried going past what happened after a past life.
Yeah. That it's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
We should practice it someday.
Yeah. Have you had, like, experiences like that after?
Like what?
Like, with the past life that you feel like, wow, okay.
I don't know. Are you saying, like, things that have come out of past life readings or done more past life readings or like afterlife reading? It's kind of tricky, but like the afterlife of the past lives?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was the only time that I had tried doing it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a rough life that you had.
Yeah.
In that lifetime.
It was not one of the fun ones to look at, that's for sure.
No. I think I have, it's not past lifetime, but there is a space between the awakening state and dream space that I experienced when we were doing the year-long training. And it was so weird because I was trying to lucid dream or trying to be more aware what happened between the state of falling asleep and then, yeah, going into dreamland. Because sometimes I get like a sleep paralysis. So I was like trying to figure that out. And while I was doing that, or being more like mindful, because I was like telling myself I'm going to be aware while I'm falling asleep, and putting my intention to discover and see and kind of experience when you kind of go out of your body. Maybe this sounds like astral projection, but like when you fall asleep, that you can be aware and see yourself leaving your body. Something like that I was trying to do. And there was two or three times where I put the intention, I was going to sleep. Sometimes I got sleep paralysis and got scared because I saw like shadows and stuff around the room that I didn't want to see. But a few times I can imagine it, like, you know, when a spaceship is leaving the ground and taking off into space. It kind of felt like that, but within my whole body. So my whole body was like shaking and this vibrating energy. It was like very overwhelming. So I think I just woke up from it after. But I think that was the ascension from me actually leaving my body and going into dream space is what my teacher told me, kind of. But that was interesting. But yeah, on to something else, if we have time for that.
Yeah.
When it comes to dream space, because I was, this is many, many years ago, there was this person I was interested in. And a while I was living somewhere else or traveling. And while I was away, I dreamt about this person and that they ended up with, or like they were with somebody else, like a partner or romantically in a specific place. And I could see kind of the hair color, the clothes, like specific stuff of this other person that was with the person I was interested in. And then I guess I woke up and I didn't think any of it until one day when I got back where this person also lived in the same city, in the same spot in the dream. I saw both of this, those two, the person I was interested in had with them somebody that looked exactly the same as in the dream that I had. And it was like the same hair color, the same clothes, the same space. And I was like, oh my God, I know this happened before it happened, if that makes sense. I know that is they're together now. And I knew that in the dream too, like that person has found somebody else.
Oh no. Wow.
Yeah. That was crazy. I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm going insane. But I was like, oh, I saw this. I knew this.
Like, and you did. My goodness. Mm. So you saw the future.
I guess. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode. We have more stories coming out tomorrow. So stay tuned and you can go back to your holiday stuff if you want to, or you can listen to our previous episode if you haven't done that as well.